This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettay along with Steve Geller, Charlie Long, triple option feature. Guys, let's do this quick. Steve, you up next.
Guys, want to give a quick shout out. Paul Skeens, rookie of the year in the National League, an amazing season for him with the Pirates. First overall pick, joins that exclusive club of being the number one pick to win rookie of the year. 11-3 with the Pirates, a 1.96 earned run average, 170 strikeouts, and 133 innings pitched. And oh yeah, when he's accepting his award, he's got a pretty good dame next to his side too, in Livy Dunn. The new power couple, I guess you could say, in sports. But congrats to Skeens, and looking forward to seeing more of him, obviously.
And what it was right after that, it was Luis Gill who won.
Yes, who won the American League. That's your boy, Steve, for the Yankees. No, I mean, real quick, before I get to mine, if Paul Skeens didn't win Rookie of the Year, and I know there was an argument to be made for Jackson Merrill. Merrill was really, really good all season. But at the same time, Paul Skeens was an ace as a rookie.
It's unbelievable.
And if you look at his numbers, if he didn't win Rookie of the Year this year, no pitcher should ever win Rookie of the Year.
I agree with that.
So,
and Gill was outstanding, too.
Yeah,
with the
sure.
Yankees out. Man, listen, he was terrific for them.
I don't want to talk about the Yankees.
Yeah, moving on, guys.
No, you can talk about him because he was damn good, Steve.
Right.
Real quick, we got the All-State Playoff Predictor via ESPN. Has 84% for four SEC teams to make the 12-team playoff. I was like, wow, that seems kind of interesting. I mean, we talked maybe about three, but there's an 84% chance that four of them make the playoffs. But then you look at the logjam in the SEC, and it makes a little bit more sense. You see Texas and Texas A&M both at 5-1 in conference play. You see Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, and Ole Miss all with two losses in conference play.
Somebody's going to get left out, Charlie.
And so Lane Kiffin was coming out and saying that some coaches don't want to make the SEC championship game because you can pick up that third loss, and you're just like, oh, well, that might leave you out. Like, it's kind of a risk-reward thing, because if you win the SEC championship game, you get the auto bid, you get the top four seed, you get a first round bye in the playoff. But if you lose, I mean, you might be off the docket with how tight the SEC is right now.
Depending on how the loss is, if it's a close loss, let's say say Alabama plays Texas and it's a 27-24 game, you can't penalize Alabama for the loss.
So real quick, guys, Texas and A&M play each other.
Yes.
In the final week of the season. Now, A&M has Auburn, I believe, this upcoming weekend.
They do.
And there was a kind of a joke moment with Coach Elko where he's just like, oh, we're not focused on Texas, right? Like he meant to say that we're focused on Auburn, but he said Texas or whatever. So he had a misstep in a press conference, which is really funny. But that just shows how much they're looking forward to that final game of the year. But if you're looking at maybe A&M and Texas playing each other with one conference loss in the final weekend of the season, plus teams like Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, and Ole Miss all with two losses, it's going to be a mess at the end of the season. It's going to be a lot of fun to see what happens.
Somebody's going to get left out. And think about it, Tennessee. They another team that's got an argument here with it. But Texas A&M may be the odd person out.
We'll have to see.
We'll see how it goes. Guys, you know, we've talked a lot about the Saints and what's happened to them on the defensive side of football. But Mike Conte, old friend of ours, Steve, that was here at WWL for so long, he posted this. Atlanta total defense, they 25th in the NFL. Pass defense, 25th in the NFL. Scoring defense, 26th in the NFL. Sacks, 32nd in the NFL. Takeaways, 18. Man, look how bad that defense is. Man, Kirk Cousins got to play Superman every week when you got that type defense. He didn't do it last week against Sean Payton and the Broncos.
It's like what you mentioned, Mike, when we were talking with Stink in the last segment. they couldn't get any pressure on Bo Nix.
Nothing.
And they go out and get Matt Judon, and they're like, okay, well, they get a veteran pass rusher. They still can't rush the passer. And they've been drafting defensive linemen, and they still can't get after the quarterback. I don't know, Mike. It's not a good look.
Interested to see what happens there, too. I saw in the game Darnell Mooney hamstring injury. What's going to happen with him going forward?
Yeah, because he was a damn good player for them. Greg Cosell, who I've done some shows with, Greg says, Mike, let me tell you something about the NFC South. Nobody's out of it. And, you know, you think about it, he's absolutely right about it.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.